Lightning
cracked across the sky like veins on the back of your hand. It reached a fiery finger out, as if in reprimand, and torched a crippled cottonwood that leaned against the sky, while grass and sagebrush hunkered down that hellish hot July. The cottonwood exploded and shot its flaming seeds like comets into kerosene, igniting all the weeds. The air was thick as dog's breath when the fire's feet hit the ground. It licked its pyrogenic lips, and then it looked around. The prairie lay defenseless in the pathway of the beast, seemed to search the further hills, and then pointed to the east and charged like some blind arsonist, some heathen hell on wheels, with his felonious companion, the wind, hot on his heels. Well, the varmints ran like lemmings in the shadow of the flame. While high above a red-tailed hawk flew circles taking aim, he spied a frazzled prairie dog and banked into a dive, but the stoker saw him coming and fried them both alive. It slid across the surface like a molten oil slick, ran down prey and predator, the quiet and the quick. The killdeer couldn't trick it. He was cinders in a flash. The bones of all who faced it soon lay smoking in the ash. The antelope and cricket, the rattlesnake and bee, the butterfly and badger, the coyote and the flea. It was faster than the rabbit, faster than the fawn. They danced inside the dragon's mouth like puppets, then were gone. It offered up no quarter and burned for 7 days. 100,000 acres were consumed within the blaze. Brave men came out to kill it, cutting trail after trail, but it jumped their puny fire breaks and scattered them like quail. It was ugly from a distance, and uglier up close. So said the men who saw the greasy belly of the ghost. Made them cry for mama. Blistered paint on D8 cats sucked the sweat right off their back and broke their thermostats. It was hotter than a burning brake. It was heavy as a train. It was louder than the nightmare screams of Abel's brother Cain. It was war with nature's fury unleashed upon the land. Uncontrollable, enormous, it held the upper hand. The men retrenched repeatedly, continuously bested, and then finally, on the 7th day, like Genesis, it rested. The black-faced firefighters stared, unable to believe. They watched the little wisps of smoke, mistrusting their reprieve. They knew they hadn't beaten it. They knew beyond a doubt. Though newsbreak told it different, they knew it just went out. Must have tired of devastation. Grew jaded to the fame. Simply bored to death of Holocaust. And walked out of the game. Well, you can tell yourself, that's crazy. Fire's not a living thing. It's only chance combustion. There's no malice in the sting. You can go to sleep unworried, knowing man is in control, that these little freaks of nature have no evil in their soul. But rest assured, it's out there, and the powder's always primed, and it will be back, you know it. It's only biding time till the range turns into kindling and the grass turns into thatch and a fallen angel tosses out a solitary match.